Well, it's been a little while since the netball season finished off, but I thought I'd touch base with Ian Ingle from Muswellbrook Netball to find out the latest as we head into the warmer months. Ian, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing well, thanks. How's yourself?
Not too bad. You had some awards handed out last Sunday.
We did. The rain held off long enough for us to get the awards handed out. We had the we gave actually first, second and third in each grade this year due to the being a the Olympic Games being held this year, so we decided to go with that and give them gold, silver and bronze medals for the each competition level.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was good, yeah. So a number of people turned up, but not everybody, so it was a little bit unfortunate, but we had a bit of a barbecue and gave out some lollies and all that kind of stuff that you do.
All right, okay. Any big awards handed out on the day? Anything worth a mention?
Oh, they're all worth a mention, mate. You should know that. The Wilkins Family Encouragement Trophy went to Qualtest Queens. We had a friendship trophy that's given to a team that, you know, brings a association into the positive aspects of netball, and that went to the Muswellbrook 17s rep team. There was an award for the most successful team of the season. That was Tina Bowditch and Jade Harris donated that. That went to Denman Divas. The Shirley Castledine, Ian Hearn and Ian Ingle Senior Club Participation Award went to myself. The Tracy...
Congratulations.
I haven't scored since 1984, mate, so it's been a long time between drinks.
Well earned, mate. Well done, well earned.
Yeah. So Tracy Benkovic Junior Club Participation Award went to Iluka Norman. The S&D Millard Junior Umpire Awards went to Hayley Passmore and Luca Moffat. The George Shura Senior Umpire Award went to Tina Bowditch. The Ann Hearn Junior Division Coach Award to a couple of coaches that have just started out on their coaching career went to Imogen Owen and Amalie Norman. The Charles Beer Memorial Trophy for the team scoring the most goals, that went to Munro Engineering. They scored 596 this year, so played pretty well. The Betty Nicol and Mary Faith Best For and Against Average went to Munro Engineering. And the Gemma Edwards Award for the Best Goal Differential in A and B Grade also went to Munro Engineering. And the Shingles Best Goal Differential in C and D Grade went to the NFF Joeys. So they were the major awards for the day. And as I said, there were team awards given out for the second and third. And it was a pretty busy day up there.
Well, congratulations to everybody that received their awards. Now, as you've had your AGM as well, haven't you?
Yeah, we've had our AGM. We have a new president now. We have Josh Kelly stepped up to be president. I think we have a new vice president in Mark Bowditch. A lot of the other people have stayed the same. Secretary is Carly Norman, Treasurer is Tina Bowditch, the rep coordinator is Jade Harris, the umpires convener, Christy Wadwell. The canteens person who looks after our canteen, which is a great canteen at the moment, is Kelly Constable. The carnival secretary this year is Hayley Weir, a new person who stepped up to take on the job. The coaching convener is Ian Gill, the registrar, Ian Richards, and we have a committee of three, which is Kate Simpson, Kelly Constable and myself.
There you go.
So it went pretty well. And we'd just like to thank our outgoing president, Louise Martin, who's done the job over the last couple of years and has done a magnificent effort. So we really appreciate the work she did.
Fantastic work. And it's great. All the positions are filled, so that that bodes well for season 2022.
Yeah, it is. We're starting to organise that already. And as I said, we've got some trials coming up for our rep teams. We're not sure which date it'll be yet, but apparently in the next couple of weeks, because normally they would have been held by now.
Yeah.
But because of COVID, everything's been put back. But people keep an eye out on the association page. They'll be able to find out when they're on. But we've got next year, we'll have 11s train on squad, and then we'll have 12s, 13s, 14s and 15s. Unfortunately, we couldn't get enough for a 17 side this year, so some of our players that still want to play, I think, are heading up to Scone to try it up there. But the 15s this year had a good year, as I told you before, in Division 2, and they'll be heading up to Scone to see if they can make the Scone side.
Well, good luck to them. Is there going to be any netball over summer?
Not at this stage. We're thinking about doing a twilight thing, but I think with the COVID stuff, see, we normally would have played a few rounds by now, leading up to Christmas, but with the COVID stuff going on, that's been kiboshed like most other sports.
Indeed. Probably small blessing given the weather.
Yeah, just as late, We could have had flippers and goggles and had a good game down there. But apart from that, no. So we're just sort of gearing up for March next year, I think, will be our start time.
Oh, well, looking forward to catching up when the Sideline View returns at the end of February. We will definitely talk some more local netball. Ian Ingle, as always, thank you very much for your help during the year. You have a great Christmas and we'll speak again.
Yeah, same to yourself, mate, and all the listeners. Have a great one.